You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Todd Hatton and by phone with Norma Pruitt.
Thanks, Austin. The Great River Road follows the Mississippi River through 10 states, from the headwaters in Minnesota to the Louisiana Delta. Kentucky's section runs through Ballard, Carlisle, Hickman, and Fulton counties, passing close to historic sites like Wycliffe Mounds, Fort Jefferson, the scenic vistas of Columbus, and unique pieces of our region's infrastructure like the Dorena-Hickman Ferry. It also includes sites of interest in these four counties that are off the beaten path. The Kentucky Great River Region Organization oversees the marketing and promotion of the scenic byway. And KGRRRO Executive Director Norma Pruitt is with us on the line to tell us about its history and what's happening now. Mrs. Pruitt, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thank you so much for allowing us the opportunity to tell you about the things that are happening in the Kentucky Great River Road National Scenic Byway.
Well, could you tell us how the Kentucky Great River Road National Scenic Byway came to be?
I really appreciate that. In about the year of 2008-2009, a group of local leaders, people that are envisioning the possibility that the river could be something to allow this four-county region, you know, to be known for something. They met at Columbus-Belmont State Park, and created a strategic meeting of many folks. There were some federal representatives that came in from the America Scenic Byway Organization, and they decided that they needed to put the effort, time, and energy into putting together a corridor management plan. So the governor, Steve Beshear, provided the funding that allowed that management plan to be developed. And in the developing of that, then it was known that the region had resources of significant value, historically, culturally, scenic, all of the things that allowed that plan to be a part of the 10-state corridor of the National Scenic Byway known as Great River Road. So the judge executives put together a 501c3 in 2011 and hired me to be that voice and bringing to the awareness of not only our region, but the state and the surrounding states, that we are also a part of that National Scenic Byway. So that's what I've been doing since 2011.
You know, it certainly seems as though it's an appeal to the kind of travel of another time, but one that's kind of resurging in popularity. You know, just getting out on a road that takes you to interesting and unique places and just driving.
Well, and it's not just one road that we are promoting. Mm-hmm. The actual Great River Road picks up at Wycliffe across the Carroll Bridges and travels, meanders down many roads all the way to the edge of Tennessee, Hickman, Kentucky, down to Tiptonville to Real Foot Lake. But what we do as an organization is not just promote that particular sets of roads. What we are promoting is the entire counties of Ballard, Carlisle, Hickman, and Fulton. The entire western border, if you will, of the state of Kentucky. And it's only made up of those four counties. So collectively, my board of directors has put together a set of work scope items, and that is bringing awareness to us and then working with those folks in the region that are savvy and are entrepreneurial and those folks that want to put together a small business to invite folks to come into our region, come closer, and that's the national byway tagline, if you will, mm-hmm. Come closer, see what it is that we actually have available. So we have had several new businesses start up since I came on board in 2011.
Could you give us kind of
If I may add a little bit there,
sure.
In 2011, we created a brochure, what I call the red brochure. And that red brochure, we had about 120 places that you could shop, stop, stay, visit, an attraction, a restaurant, you know, something green, some places that you could, you know, pull off and have a picnic and see some awesome, mighty views of the Mississippi River. And then we distributed, there's about 27,000 of those brochures that we created. And then in 2014, we've run out. So at the beginning of this year, we reprinted that brochure. We reprinted another 28,000 of that brochure. And in doing so, we were able to add 45 new places.
Wow.
To that brochure. And if I had to reprint today, the end of 2014, I could easily add another 10, maybe 12 new businesses that has created since that was printed in April of 2014.
And these brochures, do they go out across the country?
Yes, sir, they do, actually. We are a part of the Kentucky Tourism Cabinet promotional efforts. We are on the Kentucky's official visitor's guide, and bringing that awareness, they have allowed us, they being the state of Kentucky Tourism Cabinet, has allowed our brochure to be displayed and distributed throughout the entire state of Kentucky's welcome centers and visitor centers. So we feel very fortunate that we have that opportunity to be included among all of the other brochures, you know, in the state of Kentucky, drawing attention to the various places. So with that being said, it is also available online, and there have been folks all over, as well as internationally, that are requesting this particular brochure. I mean, specifically, this brochure. So we feel very fortunate that we are beginning to make some headway in bringing awareness that we have those places along our four-county region that you can shop and eat and visit, and, you know, spend money. Come visit. Come see what we've got to show you.
Well, now, there's a new project that's going on right now for new road signage for the Trail of Tears that's going in from Dukedom to Columbus Belmont. How'd that come to be?
Well, thank you for asking that question. We were very fortunate. The moment that I started the started with the organization in April of 2011, that particular year by November, there was a Federal Highway Administration National Scenic Byway Program grant request that we had submitted. So, you know, I'm saying from April to November, I put together a grant request for $150,000 that allowed us to obtain signage for our region. And a part of that is a part of a trails network, and we're trying to create the organization in such a way that the trails would be a multimodal type trail, whether it's walking, hiking, you know, biking, horses, horseback riding, ATV trails, you know, whatever facet of get out, get active, get outdoors, do something, you know, physical fitness. Those are the kinds of things that we're promoting and working with. So at the time that I was putting that application together, we recognized there was a major amount of historical collection of information with the Kentucky chapter of Trail of Tears that's over in Hopkinsville. Mm-hmm. And Miss Alice Murphy had put together all of the information working with the National Park Service in Santa Fe, New Mexico. They are the keepers of the National Trail System. This is a National Historic Trail of Tears, and it comes through a portion of the Kentucky Great River Road National Scenic Byway. And in doing so, it wouldn't have been justice for us just to have stopped at, you know, my county line of Hickman County without truly taking it to the Tennessee state line and including that portion of Graves County from Dukedom, you know, through, because it's so close and runs so close to our region. And then it comes right up through the city of Clinton and then onward to where it actually intersects with the water route of the Trail of Tears. And there are only like four places in America that it actually intersects the water route and the land route, and we have that at Columbus Belmont State Park.
Really?
So again, it's not just one simple road. It's, you know, it's several roads. And matter of fact, signage is just now being put. They started at Dukedom, and they came. They're in the middle of Clinton now, and then they'll be making their way onward to Columbus Park, which has been designated this National Historic Site by the National Park Service. So that grant application, because of Miss Alice's willingness to share information, partner with what the things that you know we've got going on, bringing awareness, bringing attention to that, you know, that tragic story, but it's a story of survival, which is kind of in a way the story of what we're trying to do, is that we are a place that you can shop and visit, and we are a place of survival. We don't just want one of our, you know, signs to say this used to be the city of. We want to grow this community to be an entrepreneurial opportunity for those folks, not only that are living here, that have many, you know, hobbies and skills and talents, but we want to be able to invite other folks to come in and open a business here in our four-county region. So that grant application included those signs. Not only those signs, but signs within Columbus-Belmont State Park, signs within Wickliffe Mounds State Historic Site, as well as additional trail signs leading folks that are to our region, hopefully from I-24, I-69, there at Paducah, I-24 exit off the Kentucky Oaks Mall, and then Whitehaven, West Kentucky Technical College there. Hopefully those signage would be installed and then directing folks to our region so they will know where to pick up some of the trail signs.
Well, that leads to my next question. What's on the drawing board for 2015?
Well, continue with this grant application administration. The application was submitted in 2011. It was approved in 2012, and the operation or the administration of this grant just started in 2014. So we're kind of in the throes of getting this plan put in place, which includes the design, fabrication, and installation with our Kentucky Highway Department of Transportation partners. They're actually helping us to install those on the highways, as well as the county road department. So we've got our work cut out for us for at least the middle of 15. And what we then anticipate is bringing more positive awareness, showing folks exactly on maps and brochures, some type more in-depth design of a road plan, if you will, that will be a brochure that's more printable so folks can know exactly where to go.
Norma Pruitt is the executive director of the Kentucky Great River Region Organization. Mrs. Pruitt, thanks for taking the time to tell us about this remarkable resource for the region.
Thank you so much for inviting us. We certainly do appreciate it. And come down and visit and come a little closer. You can find all of our information on our website, and that is very simple, kygreatriverroad.org.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.